To answer the last part of the question first, I would say that our movement here in the United States is in a real sense a part of a worldwide struggle to break down the barriers of injustice and oppression. It is not an isolated or detached struggle, but it is a part of this worldwide struggle for freedom and human dignity. Now, on the first part of the question, I would say that our movement has been patterned after the Gandhian movement in India a great deal. I have been influenced by Mahatma Gandhi a great deal, and I think this is true of many, many people in the movement in the United States. Some years ago, when I first studied the Gandhian philosophy and the method of nonviolent resistance, I came to the conclusion that it was the most potent weapon available to oppress people in their struggle for freedom and human dignity. I conceive of this struggle not as a struggle to free 20 million Negroes in the United States, but a struggle to free 180 million citizens of this country. And I don't think anybody in this country can be truly free until the Negro is free, and I certainly don't think the white man is free as long as you have segregation and discrimination, because the festering sore of segregation debilitates the white man as well as the Negro. And this is why I say that our aim in this struggle is not to defeat or to humiliate the white man, but to win his friendship and understanding. And the end is reconciliation and the creation of the beloved community. We are not seeking to annihilate the opponent, but to convert him. And this is why we follow nonviolence. I think the end of violence is to get rid of, to annihilate the opponent. But in the nonviolent movement, the end is to convert the opponent and to bring about a society where all men will live together as brothers and every man will respect the dignity and worth of human personality.
Mr. Workman.
Do I understand you, Doctor, to mean that you would have then brotherhood by federal force through those people who are not willing to engage in what you consider to be brotherhood?
No, I don't mean you would have brotherhood by federal force. I don't think you can really have true brotherhood by federal force. I do think, though, that you can break down the legal and the external and the man-made barriers that make brotherhood impossible by federal force. In other words, I don't think you can have brotherhood as long as there is a system of racial segregation. Now, I do feel that this system can be broken down by federal force. Now, when you move to the realm of true brotherhood, a true integration, which is genuine intergroup, interpersonal living, mutual acceptance, then we move into another realm altogether. And I don't think this can be done by federal force, but I think that these barriers can be broken down and it can bring us nearer to the goal.
Let me say this, that if the right to vote, which is a basic civil right, is prescribed both by the Constitution and by statute, I think there can be no one to impede that. But I'm confused over what you term to be basic constitutional rights, which would give the federal government authority to direct one's private business. Under what section of the Constitution would you say that could be done?
Well, I think it could be done under several sections, but I would like to see it under the 14th Amendment, which says that no state has a right to deny an individual equal protection of the law. And every state has a responsibility, it has the authority to give these businesses licenses to operate. And the fact that this is done by the state means that these businesses at that moment forfeit the right to deal with individuals any way they please. They must be under the scrutiny and under the direction of federal authority on the basis of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution.
Well, an extension of that then would mean that all of us who are licensed to drive automobiles would come within state scrutiny for whatever purpose they wish to do. The state's hand extends everywhere, you see.
Oh, yes, it extends everywhere where basic human constitutional rights are involved, and I'm absolutely convinced that there's something wrong with a nation that would put property rights over human rights. And I think states should have rights, but no state should have the right to do wrong. And this is why we have a 14th Amendment, to regulate these wrongs that are often committed in the name of states' rights.